This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne here, and thank you for tuning in. Tax season is upon us, and many people have said they will not file nor pay taxes because they don't like the direction this country is headed. What happens when you don't pay taxes? Lawyer and professor at Bentley University, Steve Wiseman, is here to explain. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
My pleasure.
So, you know, a lot of people think that you don't have to pay taxes. Where did that come from?
Probably their cellmates, because many of them are probably in jail. Although, you know, there have been people who for years have had various very complicated theories about why you don't need to pay taxes. One of the most famous of them was a guy named Erwin Schiff, who did end up paying taxes and going to prison. So, there, you know, the income tax law is very, very complicated. And there have, over the years, been a number of people who have made cases that some of which have gone all the way to the Supreme Court arguing about the unconstitutionality of the income tax. But every time they lose.
There's no winning against, I think, the government personally. So,
well, you got to remember their version of the golden rule, which is they have the gold, so they make the rules. Although there was an interesting case back in 1991 that went to the Supreme Court, Cheeks versus United States, and Mr. Cheeks was a John Cheeks was a tax protester. He was also a an airline pilot, an intelligent man. And he argued, the income tax, one of his arguments was too complicated and too complex to be understood. And the court ruled that even if you have that as an actual good faith belief, you cannot argue that saying that the tax law is must not be followed and that the income tax is unconstitutional to avoid paying taxes.
Okay, so let's just say, you know, I didn't pay taxes. What's going to happen to me? I mean, like, just on a small scale, like, it was just one year I didn't pay taxes, and the next year I'm like, okay, I'm going to pay taxes. What should I expect from the IRS?
Well, you know, there's a range, because what they can, the IRS can go after someone civilly, in which case their burden of proof isn't as high. They only have to prove the guilt beyond preponderance of the evidence, 51%, or they can argue that there was a willful, intentional intent to avoid and not pay taxes, in which case they can bring it as a criminal charge. With the criminal charge, you actually can go to prison. And there have been, you know, when you look at the cases of various celebrities over the years, including Willie Nelson and Nicolas Cage and Mark Anthony, all kinds of people, they generally didn't have criminal violations. But then you'll get people like Wesley Snipes, the actor from Blade. He owed the government $17 million and failed to pay his taxes. And he again tried to argue that there was no law that required him to pay taxes. He went away for 3 years. Leona Helmsley, who said that only the little people pay taxes, well, she joined the little and big and medium-sized people in prison. The big thing is, if it's a civil violation, you may have a 20% or even a 75% interest penalty. If it's something that is considered criminal, on top of those penalties, you're going to jail.
Yeah, the criminal aspect, yeah, I think no one can argue that point. $17 million, you need to pay that back.
Yeah. You know, there are certain people. Willie Nelson was an interesting one, because he owed the government about $16 million in back taxes and fines. But when you look at it, it was because he followed the advice of his legitimate accountants. who had him in certain kind of tax shelters that turned out to be scams. Well, interestingly enough, there was a lot of news at the time. Willie had to pay back the money and pay the interest and all of this to the IRS. However, he then sued his accountants and won for malpractice. So ultimately, if you're being honest about it, if you make a mistake, yeah, the government may go after you civilly. But if you're really flaunting it, the government may choose to go after you criminally, and that's real dangerous stuff.
So for the civil violation, I imagine someone like, you know, if it was myself or my friend or my family member, that's probably what it's going to end up being. Should you try to take care of this yourself, or should you go to like Jackson and Hewitt? You know, should you just get like a little like a online program? Like, how should you attack this?
Well, you know, that's the tough thing. You definitely want to be the one to contact the IRS, even if you're having a problem paying them or can't come up with it right now. They're not looking to put people in prison. And if you contact them, you may be able to have cut a more favorable deal. That being said, you're probably better off having an accountant or a lawyer who has dealt with the IRS on these kinds of matters to deal with them on your behalf, because the chances of you're making a mistake, saying the wrong thing, being taken advantage of are probably too great. And if you're talking about significant amounts of money, which it will be, the hourly rate for your attorney or accountant to take care of this is probably well worth it.
You know, there are some people out there who want to protest about what's happening. They don't like who our president is right now, so they're protesting. They don't want to pay. How long will it take the IRS to figure out that they're not paying?
You know, that is a great question. And I'm a professor at Bentley University, and I'm also a lawyer. And I have had times where clients have said, how is the IRS going to know? And my answer is, you don't know. There are times where the IRS, maybe someone does get away with it. In these days of computers and big data, there's a pretty good chance that ultimately the IRS will find out. And if the IRS finds out, then you've got a problem. It's similar to, there were people who would try and avoid taxes by setting up bank accounts in offshore countries that are famed for having great secrecy laws. The Cayman Islands, which are beautiful, is one of the places that's famed and used by many, many people for this purpose. However, somebody who's putting their money there and then not declaring the income, which is against IRS and federal laws, they need to access their money. And so what they would do is they would use a credit card issued by that bank. The problem is that the credit card headquarters for MasterCard, Visa, and American Express are in a part of the Caribbean known as Miami. And when the IRS decided they were going to go and try and find out who was hiding money, they first put the word out, and they said, we're about to go at the Caribbean accounts, and we have the jurisdiction because we're going in Miami, and we'll allow people who want to file, new returns, amended returns. They would have a huge penalty. They would have a huge interest, but we won't put you in jail. So people trying to outsmart the IRS, they call them prisoners.
You know, it's so funny you talk about that. I mean, the Cayman Islands, you know, Switzerland bank accounts, that stuff is so 1970s, 1980s. We're in an age where people can trace back this money a lot faster and really precisely. So, you know, why do people think that they can get away with it? I always found that to be weird.
Good question, because people want to think they can get away with it. And, you know, we had what were called the Panama Papers when a Panamanian law firm got hacked, and we found out about many individuals, many governmental officials around the world that were hiding money in these so-called tax havens. In many instances, it was sort of legitimate. I can't even say sort of. In many cases, it was legitimate. But it did expose how many people do it. For instance, there's one five-story office building in the Cayman Islands that is the home to more than 18,000 corporations. They set it up as their headquarters, even if it really isn't, but for tax purposes, and sometimes they're taking advantage of actual loopholes in the law. So people will try and find those loopholes, whether they're there or not.
You know, it's kind of funny. I think of like Al Capone, how he was taken down because of tax evasion. So it's almost like, why do people think they can get away with it when this is their job, you know, accountants' jobs to find this information out? And it'll always be like, seem like it's almost like a superhero. An accountant can only take out another accountant.
And, you know, that was it. And the prime witness at Al Capone's trial was his accountant, which they wanted to make sure the trial happened quickly. They were concerned of him dying of lead poisoning. But you're right. The IRS has a huge incentive to get all of the tax evaders they can. First of all, it's not fair that only some people should pay tax. But the other is they want to make a lesson. They want to send that message out to people that you cannot just avoid and evade legitimate taxes. So it's a very serious crime. And the IRS does not take it lightly. The courts don't take it lightly.
Right. And when it comes to IRS, that is a federal crime, which means you have to serve all the time, right? So it's not like, you know, time served or you get good behavior, right? You have to serve,
you know,
all
you can
the
still,
years.
You'll just about all sentences will have some ways of reducing the penalty. But, you know, the talk of, oh, well, you'll do it in a club fed. Yeah, these prisons aren't always the nicest places to be in. And you're right. These are serious penalties. They add up in years. And those are years you never get back.
You know, when it comes to doing your own taxes, should you do it through a program like a little CD, go to Jackson and Hewitt, or should you go to an actual accountant?
You know, it depends on the complexity of it. There are some terrific online tax programs, and the big thing there is to make sure when you're doing it, you're doing it securely and safely so that you don't become a victim of income tax identity theft. But for many people, I would say even for most people, the kind of programs that are available now are terrific, and they're not terribly costly, and you can file your return electronically, get your refund more quickly. So I would say for most people, that yes, they could take advantage of doing this. This is one of these things you could do yourself.
Okay, so you decided to do it yourself. All right, but what are some common deductibles people don't put on their taxes?
Well, you know, that's one of the things about the software is it will find out what kind of deductions you're missing. Are you keeping, and maybe sometimes it's even to keep track better. You know, what kind of contributions might you have made to charitable institutions? You can't deduct your services, but there are, you know, people will, you know, make payments to charities without taking the deduction. There are other times that, you know, maybe they'll even learn if I want to make a gift to a charity, I might make out better by giving an appreciated stock rather than cashing it in and giving the money and paying a capital gains. There's also the possibility of people maybe having a home office and taking some deductions there which are legitimate. So there's many, many types of deductions and also credits, which are even better than a deduction because those come directly off of your taxes, that people need to be aware of. And that's where most of these programs will be good as far as letting people become aware.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Steve. I really appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. And we'll see you April 15th.
Thank you, Steve, for shining light on what will happen to those who don't pay taxes. For more information about Steve, visit scamicide.com. That's scamicide.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.